What's up, everybody, and welcome to Remember the Loot, Episode 7, the show reminding you that when in an argument with your old lady, the term, that's what she said, is not a viable exit strategy.
Wait, are you sure?
Really? I'm one of your hosts, Frosty, and alongside me is the only man who can properly handle a Yule log, Resident Daryl.
I hope my wire fighting team is ready.
Also in here with us, the man who will never go past Kaioken Level 2, T-Bird.
Yeah, I like it.
And last but certainly not least, Santa Claus is coming to town, and he's bringing this little fella here with him. It's Josh the Walking Idea.
There's huevos.
My favorite.
What's up, guys? Good to be back.
My favorite Spanish terms.
Good to be back. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
I was like on Uncharted like less than 4 hours ago, and then I slept, and then we podcasted.
Sleeping for a week.
Yeah, I stayed up really late last night, too, and I shouldn't have, because here we are now. What time is it? I don't know what time it is.
7:54.
10 till 8.
It's early.
Yeah. It is early.
I got trophies. Lots and lots of trophies.
Tell us about your trophies, Daryl.
When I tell you guys about my trophies, it's going to make everyone roll their eyes, and then they're going to be like, oh, God, here we go.
Oh, God, here we go.
So, we got this little thing going on called the Trophy War, and it's something we've been kicking around for a while. And so now we got six of us in there. This is the Loot Crew and a couple of our roadies, a couple of our lady friends, Game Squat and Hecticals, the DJ. I have compiled the list of who got what trophies or how many trophies per se this month, starting December 1st to January 1st. That is the you know, the month of the trophy war we had discussed. Now, I am working on the trophies. I'm actually making the trophies for the winners. And I know we had kicked around the categories. I know we had talked about some things, but we kind of finalized stuff last week, the week before. And what we've come up with are three categories instead of four, because two of them kind of were just too much alike. So the first category, which will be a bronze trophy, will be the most trophies. The second category will be the rarest trophy, which would be a silver trophy. And then the gold trophy, the winner of this would have to get the most platinum trophies. Now, after a lot of discussion with the Loot Crew and some confidants, we decided instead of making the platinum a fourth category, the only way to get the platinum in the contest, the actual platinum legit trophy that are getting, you know what I'm saying, burnt off the laser, you have to get all a clean sweep of the other three trophies, which makes sense because in a game,
that's how you get a platinum.
You have to get all the trophies to get the platinum. So when we do go live with this show as far as video and stuff like that, we'll have all of our trophies on display basically for whoever wins what. That's the trophy war. That's what we got going on. That's kind of where we've been at. And this is the updated trophy count for this month. Everyone's got some trophies. All right, so we're going to start off. Started from the bottom.
Now we're here. Probably me and Tanner.
The T-Bird has three trophies.
Told you.
Now, in this contest, you can still win based off the rarity of your trophies. Just remember, it's not about how many you get.
It's how big the balls are.
It's about that.
Yeah,
let's go
with that.
So,
what game did you get those trophies in?
I got one in Bloodborne and two in Assassin's Creed.
There you go.
Which one in
is
Bloodborne?
That Syndicate?
The third ending.
Okay.
I'm not going to spoil it for people who haven't beat it.
The new game plus Infinity ending.
No, that was a brand new character ending.
That was the new Assassin's Creed.
How many times have you beat that game?
Five?
Jeez.
That's really good, man. Like, I don't, even if you don't get trophies for, you know what I'm saying, however many times you go through it, that's crazy that you beat that game that many times.
How many times did you beat Ludwig?
None.
I fought him again last night.
I haven't tried. I haven't gone back yet.
I got so frustrated. I was like, how'd I beat this guy randomly at 3:30 in the morning?
You're on that weed, man. You're injecting them weeds.
So how do you like Assassin's Creed so far?
It's good so far. I got a beaten stick.
So old beaten stick.
I like it.
What is that? What kind of are you set like in Revolutionary War or something? What is that?
No, that's Assassin's Creed 3.
Assassin's Creed 3. Is it French War? What is it?
No, you're just in London trying to stop Templars, as usual.
It's pretty much the same story, just different time.
Different location.
Time, place, yeah, every time.
Yeah.
And they're good. I enjoyed the first one. Didn't really care for the second one. And
Revelations was good.
Apparently everyone loved the second one. That was
second
one's get
apparently
good.
The best. I like the three the best.
Second one and Brotherhood.
Here's my Assassin's Creed story. You know, I've always got a story for why I freaking fall out of a series. Mm-hmm. I beat the first Assassin's Creed. I got like 720, 770 achievement points for it. And I was like, dude, I'm going to get the full 1,000. My profile gets corrupted on Xbox Live, and I lost my first like 10 or 12,000 achievement points. And as you guys know, achievements, trophies, those are my jams. I enjoy them. So I go and I go back through the games that I already beat. So I beat Assassin's Creed a second time. This time I don't think that I got as many achievements. I was kind of burnt out on it. The second one comes out. I buy it. I started it off. And I was like, man, screw this.
It takes determination to beat those games, bro.
I was already like kind of fatigued. I tired myself out with them. Kind of like how Tanner's, you know.
I don't know what's wrong with me right now.
He's tired. It's the room, man. We all get together in the room and everybody starts getting tired.
We all get cuddly.
It's balls early.
I mean, we all are kind of sitting close and holding hands, so.
Basically.
Naked.
Touching tips.
Kind of cuddly.
All right. So I quit playing Assassin's Creed for a while, and then I jumped back in. Oh, man. I got Revelations, Brotherhood. Didn't play them. I got Assassin's Creed 3. Didn't play it. It just sat on my shelf. I actually didn't play another one until Rogue. So you're talking like 20 games in the series. But I played Rogue and I freaking loved it. And then I went back and started playing all of them. And yeah, I just got lost eventually.
I got Black Flag sitting at the house unopened.
I got Black Flag on... I got a lot of them. I got on Unity up there unopened.
What?
You can skip that one.
Is that for Xbox
that
or...
That's you on, got for I PS. Got a PS4. That was supposed to be the one. The selling point for this one was it was going to be multiplayer for assassins. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do your single player stuff, yeah. And then there's sections where you can group together. And four, and like the way they would do the trailers was like four freaking assassins taking different vantage points, mm-hmm. clearing these places out, wrecking fools.
That's sick.
It looked awesome. I was like, man, this is okay. I can get down with this. And then simultaneously, they released that on the new gen consoles, and they released Rogue on the old gen.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't go buy it immediately because all the hoopla came out about the bugs in it, and it was all busted and broken, and game wasn't working, and
people's
stuff
faces
wasn't loading.
Were missing.
Yeah, people's faces were missing in the game.
What?
Yeah.
So are you secretly saying multiplayer would have saved that for you?
I don't know, but it made it look cool.
Multiplayer is making you yeah. change of heart.
It definitely looked really cool.
It didn't look good at all.
Well, apparently the game was jacked, and it took like gigs and gigs and gigs of patches. And it was just coming out. Nothing worked. So the game's. I mean, when I finally got it, you know, I got it probably a month or so after it came out. I had already played and beat Rogue, which is the one they released on the. PS3 and Xbox 360.
Yeah.
I never heard about that one until you mentioned it. I gotta be honest.
They're pooping them out fast, dude.
I stopped keeping up with them. You know what I'm saying? I played Assassin's Creed 1, 2, and the Brotherhood and Revelations.
Yeah.
Never played 3. I wanted to.
3's really good.
And I just kind of, got out of them for a while. Now here we are 20 Assassin's Creeds later. I really want to play Syndicate because I love the Victorian London setting. Going from a game like Bloodborne, that setting, I love that setting. I want to play a game.
It looks cool.
It does. Tricky plays it a lot, dude. She's always on that junk.
It looks cool.
Trophies.
Oh, trophies. So, yeah, that's my Assassin's Creed. So, Tanner, you got 3 big fat trophies. Next would be the Walking Idea with 4. 4 trophies this month. What's today's date?
12.
12th.
12th. All right. You ladies got to step it up.
Nah.
I'm going to get some trophies today.
Next would be Game Squat. Our friend Game Squat that was on the show last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We did
Saturday. He was on the PSX.
We did so many podcasts last week. We were on 4 shows last week.
He was on episode 6, the PSX.
Gotcha.
It's Saturday.
So Game Squat is on, he's got 7 trophies. Next would be Metal Gear Danielle. or Frosty with 8 trophies.
Yeah, called Danielle.
And this is where it takes a jump.
I know Hector is under you. And
this is where our close, you know, like, this is where the
no-lifers show.
I don't know about the no-lifers, but this is where the things, it goes from 8 to 29.
It's where the true trophy chumps show.
And that is old Hectic Hector Hecticles, our DJ friend. He is at 29 trophies.
So he just got his PS4.
He got his PS4, his first trophy on December 1st, the day the contest started.
Dang.
And so he's at 29.
I should have talked him out of it.
And I'm sure as we're podcasting, he's just blowing it up because he's already, of course, he's, you know, crazy about the multiplayer on Call of Duty.
Yeah.
He's already beaten Uncharted 1, and he's going to mow through those. The only thing that keeps me ahead of him is the fact that I am and will today, if not today, first thing tomorrow morning, platinum Uncharted, the first Uncharted. And after going through and making sure I removed all of my Vita trophies for the month, because I got a couple of those, I'm at 52.
Dang, son. What the freak?
There's a little bit of a jump there. Last night was a big night. Last night I was wrecking trophies on Uncharted.
So pretty much everybody else can quit playing and just give it a deal right now.
Well, here's the beauty of this thing. A, you all got a ton of games. You got PSN games. You got your own games. You have access to that shelf up there. Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Except for Evil Within.
Yeah, if somebody wanted to take Evil Within.
I got to beat it first.
If somebody was going to take the Evil Within this weekend and play it, that's fine.
Dibs.
If you'll play it.
He's not going to play it.
He's
going to take it home and play Destiny.
You would. That's right up your alley because that game is tough. It's freaking tough. You want to die a lot? Freaking
challenge accepted.
Anyways, and so yeah, so we've all got a ton of games. We can get our hands on everything. And you know what I'm saying? It's not about the amount of trophies because I scored the first plat for the contest. But if you finish Bloodborne this weekend or next weekend, that one's going to trump mine.
No. Yours is probably more rare.
I don't know. I don't know what the rarity is on
mine is like a
Rocket
6.2. Rocket League is probably a little bit higher. No, it might be a little lower.
I mean, there's still people that haven't even beat Bloodborne.
I checked it. It's a 6.2.
Yeah, but Rocket League, it was a PSN game. It was a free game. So more people have it. So
I wish I would
have
got it when it was free, bro.
Yeah. We try to tell you.
Just buy it.
Tell you what. Game you need to buy. Tell
was
what?
It even out whenever I had?
No. It's been out, but it's not free anymore. So tell you what, if Tanner, if you want to take over all you've been playing, I'm gonna jump off the mic. I'm gonna go turn it on and see what the.
Sure. Okay.
So we're going. What are you playing?
What are you playing?
Yeah.
What are you playing?
What are you selling and playing?
I'm playing T-Bird.
Bloodborne for like 30 minutes a day before I get pissed off and get off. I'm stuck at Megalodon.
He's easy, man.
You can suck a.
I gotta get.
Wait, in the dungeon?
Yes, in the dungeon.
Yeah, yeah, that.
I gotta get Bloodborne so I can play with you guys. Man.
Every time I get him down to like a quarter of life, he just smacks me and I'm dead.
With his wiener?
He got to the part where he pulls his
yes,
limbs off using
that's what I'm talking about.
You basically have to time his hits when he comes down. You have to run in. Kind of like what you had to do with Rom. You have to run in and hit him with a strong attack and run out.
Yeah.
It sucks. He's a pain in the butt. He took me.
It's very frustrating.
Like 30 tries. Pain in the butt. At least.
Pain in my.
Being by the key.
The Rugen. Yay, editing. How about you, Josh, the walking idea? What you been playing?
I am playing Black Ops 3, and that's probably going to be my story for the next 3 years. But I'm also playing Destiny. Looting boxes, killing stuff, and. Freaking killing witches and wizards and all kinds of crap. And thinking about putting in Assassin's Creed today, but what will probably happen is I'll go home, install it, and then get the itch to play Call of Duty again. And I'll probably be stuck on that for a few more hours. But I want to buy a new game today, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah.
Did you download those two free games on PSN?
I did not download. Wait, which ones?
Well, this month we get Gauntlet.
Yeah,
which is really fun.
Really good.
And the three of us could play. Tanner can
Say he's gonna play and never show up.
I'll get the gauntlet if you guys want to play.
I mean, you should go on and download it for free regardless.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. You can click it right now while we're in the podcast and get your free games.
I'll go on there. Yeah. I was just looking at it earlier.
I'm a firm believer in getting them free games whether you play them or not.
Because
you never know. One day you might be in the middle of a trophy war and you go, holy crap, I need some good or quick and easy trophies.
I need a lifeline.
Yes. And then you pull up one of these old games. So I looked. Rocket League is a 3.9 ultra rare platinum. 3.7, excuse me.
How everyone talks about how easy the platinum is.
So it is. It is a more rare platinum than Bloodborne.
Yeah. But
who'd have thought?
Who would have?
Who'd have thunk it?
I'm not surprised because people don't usually platinum PSN games that much.
It's not. I got a website over here that says people be platinum that junk.
It's not. I mean, it's not unbeatable. You know, it's not like Super Meat Boy hard. That platinum is hard.
That is impossible.
It just takes patience and
if skill. Colin says it's impossible.
It's impossible.
I'm not even gonna try it.
Yeah.
I played that game for hours.
Or Rogue Legacy.
Yeah, freak that too.
There's one trophy for beating the game twice.
Two times.
That game's so hard.
Yeah, freak all that noise.
What are you playing, Resident Daryl?
Okay, so as I said before, I beat Uncharted last night, or early this morning, whatever you want to call it. I'm in the middle of so many games, and every week I come out here with a different list of games. So I've been trying to reel it in. I stuck completely to Uncharted this week. Every morning before work, I played last night. I am going to finish. Everybody's gone the Rapture. That platinum, I screwed up my first playthrough. So I'm going to have to play it at least one more time, possibly two more times. The game is very slow. It's very pretty. And when you get, if you can get immersed in the story, which is good, it's got a really cool, you know, a really good dialogue between the little spirits. It's great, but you can't do it with anyone around. Like, you can't have distraction in the room and then get into this game like you need to. And unfortunately, I've always got a freaking marching band of children around me. So, it's one of those things to where it's really good, and I hope that I can get some time this weekend to go through it. But I'm also in, like, full-blown Uncharted mode. So, like, I'm going to platinum Uncharted this weekend.
Do it.
I tried to do it last night. I was so close, but I was getting tired and... About three.
You mean tried to do it a few hours ago?
Yeah. It was like three something in the morning. I'm like trying to do the little beat these levels under a certain amount of time. And freaking, I don't know how I missed one of them. But like, I'm like dozing off and I'm kind of like bumping into walls and stuff. I'm like, oh man, I got to wake up and finish the level. So I got a bunch of the trophies last night. I just kind of played clean up a little bit. Chapter select after I beat the game. So... I even got some of the Uncharted collection trophies. So there's like the trophies for the games, and each game has its own platinum. And then they gave like a DLC almost launched with the game. Well, excuse me, it's not a DLC, but it's kind of like in the trophy section. It's got its own category as a DLC would, and it's got like its own set of trophies for just random things in the game,
like collectibles.
Well, no, that's actually in each game.
Call of Duty's got collectibles.
Yeah. Dude, Uncharted's got. Ridiculous amount of collectibles.
Assassin's Creed 1 had insane collectibles.
Yeah.
Every area had like 20, 50 different
players. Yeah, yeah, I got all those too.
That's crazy.
I was working on it.
That's like a ton of collectibles.
That's why I was so burnt out after I did it the second time. I was like, freak this. I ain't never doing this again.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, there was one where it was like, kill these ancestors, which are these golem, or what's the dude off of Lord of the Rings? Smeagol?
Smeagol.
Smeagol looking dudes that come running at you in this cave or whatever. You had to kill them with
fire.
You kill them with fire and a sniper rifle. Now, there's not a lot of.
Flaming sniper rifle?
There's not like a lot of room to kill them with it.
My only weakness.
So I just picked up the sniper rifle and would hit fire. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even aim.
Quick scope.
I was running, just freaking shooting from the hip.
No scope.
And I like popped a trophy off. I'm like, whoa, that's awesome. And I look back and sure enough, it's got some cool ones too. A little more challenging on those. So, but anyways, I've been playing Uncharted. I've been playing Uncharted Golden Abyss on the Vita. Completely unrelated to the war, but it's good. I'm in the mood to play more Uncharted, so I beat
So you're excited about the fourth one?
Oh God, yeah.
Fourth one looks sick.
He's gonna get it and not play it for like.
I haven't played a single Uncharted game.
Me either. I'm with Frosty, but
I'm in that 80% of people.
Yep.
The PlayStation owners never play Uncharted, and I feel bad because it's like almost like their flagship title at this point, and I haven't even touched it.
Yeah, it's good when you get there.
Yeah,
you'll really enjoy it.
Not saying I haven't wanted to. Yeah.
You just haven't touched it.
The cool thing is, it's got, you know, aside from being a great story, very action-packed and very fun, they're all three of them are very well-written. Even Golden Abyss, the
Naughty Dog.
It's good. But they're funny, you know what I'm saying? Like, the characters are great.
Naughty Dog writes good stuff. I mean, The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot.
Where is that Crash Bandicoot?
That didn't have a story.
Bandicoot. Sure did. You spin around like the Tasman Devil.
If Halo's allowed to have a story, Crash Bandicoot have a story.
Okay, Halo's got a story.
Right, that first one like Star Wars. Have a story.
Okay, quick comparison Star Wars to Halo, first of all.
It's the same thing.
It's not that.
It is the same thing.
In aliens.
We just lost fans.
Superheroes.
And look, okay, in 10, 20 more years, this thing is going to be the last generation, this current generation, that's their Star Wars.
No.
No.
I'm telling you.
Stop it. Okay. Just stop it.
All right. Let's put a bet out there. $20 PS4.
There's not even a good Halo movie.
And there's not really good Star Wars movies.
I love the red versus blue.
Oh, my God.
Drop the mic.
Hey, Star Wars Clone Wars is good.
Whoa.
Shut up. Go watch
your microphone.
You're terrible. Shut up. Go watch your terrible Resident Evil movies.
How about this? How about for every decent, not even good Star Wars movie that comes out, they drop a bad one to counter it?
You gotta remember, he likes Resident Evil 6.
You got three semi-good Star Wars movies, and then you get three really bad prequels.
You know, I'm just saying. Know why? Because
that means you're zero.
Really bad prequels that you never saw.
I did watch them. I watched all of them. As a matter of fact, before I did my last DVD dump and sold all my DVDs, I owned all of them.
You owned? Why did you buy them?
Because they were Star Wars.
Second of Charles got Star Wars movies like $3 to $5.
Now they do. I tried looking for them like a couple weeks ago. They didn't have none.
They're like 100 at Walmart for all of them.
I still have my original box set on VHS.
Yeah, dude.
And the gold Vader sleeve.
Yep.
Dude, that's sick.
That's probably worth some money.
That's sick.
Probably not. VHS isn't worth anything. I had all that stuff before my house burned down.
Speaking of old stuff, I was at Second Charles yesterday. Saw a first-gen Charizard holographic card. $200.
No way.
In a little sleeve, perfect condition. I was like, oh.
Yeah, but if you try to trade one in, they'd give you maybe
$25.
Yeah.
I need you.
Speaking of Second Charles, tell us about your awesome shirt you're wearing.
I got a Dragon Ball Z shirt on. Yay.
Hence the Dragon Ball Z reference at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
He thought it was Master Roshi. I had to tell him it's King
Kai.
He's a noob. You don't know what he's talking
about. The sticker on the freaking shirt said Master Roshi.
Maybe that's why you're Dragon Balls Z today.
It's like finding a Luke Skywalker shirt that says Halo on it.
May as well. Same thing.
They both have energy swords, and they both have guys that can't shoot worth the crap, apparently.
Nailed it.
I like that comparison. That's good. I have been playing...
See? It ties it into better.
Frosty Toaster.
I have been playing a lot of Bloodborne. Even though I have every trophy for the game and the DLC, still playing it.
Frosty said, screw this trophy war. I'm going to play more Bloodborne.
I'm play a good game.
All right, Steve.
Yeah, basically. I beat the Old Hunters DLC. It's really good. Crazy hard difficulty spike. Like, going back through the regular game, it's still difficult, but it's not like, you know, super hard. Like, you know, I don't know, like, I can get to the boss and beat them in one try, or either that or I'll die. I'll do something stupid and die and come back and try again and beat them. But in Old Hunters DLC, like, the bosses are so freaking aggravating. Like, Ludwig, oh my gosh. I fought him last night. I tried, like, 6 or 7 times before I went to bed, and I got so irritated. I was like, I'm just going to bed. Like, I can't handle this guy right now. I don't need this guy in my life.
Yeah.
He's hard. Other than that, I've been playing Gauntlet, which is free on the PSN this month.
And really good.
And it's really good. And lots of fun.
I just queued that junk up.
I've actually been playing that with my wife. She's a huge fan of games like that. Like, she loves Diablo. We played and beat Diablo together. So this game came out. And I saw it a while back. It was like $20. I was like, I really want this. And it'd be a lot of fun for us. But I don't know the game's any good. You know, I don't want to drop $20 on a game that may or may not be good. So I waited. I'm glad I waited because now it's free and I downloaded it and we've been having a lot of fun with that. Other than that, King's Quest is free as well on the PSN. It's like a Telltale game. It was made by Sierra. Didn't know they were still around, which kind of excites me. I haven't played a Sierra game since like 2001. But it's a good game. You play this, I guess he's a knight or a wannabe knight or whatever. Like, this is grandfather telling a story to his granddaughter about his adventures and all. And you put in these different scenarios and you can handle them in different ways. Kind of like a Telltale game, basically. That's what it is.
Point and click kind of adventure. Choose your own dialogue choices, all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's not really point and click. I mean, you can move your character and stuff. And
same thing.
Yeah, point and click. Whatever.
Yeah. It changes it a little bit. But yeah. Come on. Honestly, you're just walking over there versus clicking.
Pretty much. It reminds me a lot of... it's probably a horrible comparison. It reminds me a lot of Maniac Mansion for Nintendo, which they're making the remastering, the sequel, Day of the Tentacle. Really excited about that.
That's a Tim Schafer joint.
Yeah. I'm super excited about that.
That's a Lucas game.
Yes. LucasArts. Yeah.
Yep. So it falls in that category of, Halo, Star Wars kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
A little bit of a stretch, but you know,
yeah, that game.
You see what I'm getting.
That game was super cool. Like you play this guy. His girlfriend gets kidnapped by this mad scientist. And she gets taken to this mansion, and you have to pick two friends to go along with you to the mansion. And each friend has like different abilities. Like you got Bernard, who's like he's scared of monsters, but he's really good with like electronics and stuff. Then you got his other friends. You got like a surfer dude, you got this musician, like a hipster musician dude. Yeah. And you can take with you into the mansion.
Pretty much like all of us in this room.
Basically, yeah. And you collect these different items and solve puzzles and stuff. So that's, when I'm playing King's Quest, the whole time I'm like, God, I wish they would do Maniac Mansion like this. Like, this would be fantastic. But they are bringing back Day of the Tentacle, so that's kind of cool. But I never played that one. I'm so excited about it because I never got a chance to play it. Now I will. But we need a Maniac Mansion, and we need it now.
You know, it's tough business to be a chick in a video game. Because you fall into, like, really one of a handful of categories. Okay, A, if you're a girlfriend in a video game, you're going to get kidnapped.
Yeah.
If you're a wife, you're going to get killed. True. Max Payne style.
Yeah. Or unless you're Ashley from Punisher. Resident Evil. You just...
Dr. Langston Burger!
What are you talking about?
Actually, from Resident Evil 4.
There you go. Yeah.
Leon!
Well, I don't know. I was just thinking, it's like, it's tough being a chick. Or then if you finally work your way to, like, the main star of a game, you're Lara Croft, and you just get beat on for hours and hours and hours and impaled and smacked around by a bear. And I watched some Rise of the Tomb Raider footage yesterday. God, that game looks good. I can't wait to play it next year.
Same here. I can't wait to play it on a superior console.
Why are you looking at me like that? Two turds.
Nah, that game doesn't look incredible. I waited so long to play the first one. I didn't play it until it was $20 when it was remastered on the PS4. And I regretted it because that game was awesome. That game was so good. Like, my wife watched me play it. She's not really into games like that.
She's not. Oh, never mind.
And she sat there. And
I missed my window to make a joke.
No. But she's not really into games like that. She watched me play it, and she's like, I would really like to play that game. That game looks awesome. I was like, what a coincidence. It is awesome. And I beat it.
Did she really play good. It?
And she never played it. She plays Elder Scrolls.
wasn't that awesome, then?
No. It's awesome. You should play it. I'll let you borrow it.
All right, cool.
So you can play something else other than Call of Duty.
And Destiny.
Might happen.
This fool's like, I want to buy another game. He's got games that he ain't even put in yet.
Yeah.
The struggle's real, bro.
It sucks you in, bro.
That backlog, though.
That backlog.
If you're listening to us today, like always, we thank you. We appreciate it greatly. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, email the show at rememberTheLoot@provengamer.com. Hit us up on Twitter at rememberTheLoot, L-O-O-T, not L-U-T-E. Homie, don't play that. You can also hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/rememberTheLoot. Give us a like. Follow us on Twitter. All right, now we go to a segment we like to call News for Noobs. The segment News for Noobs is brought to you by Fight Stick Guy. For custom handcrafted arcade-style fight sticks for your fighting game enthusiast, go to facebook.com/fightstickguy because you don't bring a pad to a stick fight.
I just want to say before we really break into the news that having people look at the fight sticks that we've been using and then contacting you and saying, wow, those are really cool, how can I get one of those, is really rewarding because we don't just promote or push Fight Stick Guy because they sponsor the show. Those are some friends of ours. We really love what they do. We really like those guys. And whenever people go and support them and really love the when we say handcrafted, these things are built from the bottom up by hand, and they are beautiful. I love when people go and support them.
I personally had the chance to use one, and I got to tell you, man, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. It was like being back at the arcades.
Yes.
But I was by myself with my TV.
I got that one in my office, that really big one, the one that's like,
yeah, I think
it
giant,
is an arcade.
Yeah. Tank.
Nothing.
The tank.
All right. Go ahead and pull them out, ladies. It is that time. It's toast time. This week's toast. I tell you what, it's getting a little ridiculous, Sony. Yeah, I'm going to have to set some higher standards for y'all because you keep week after week. It's like, hey, let's do something to make these fools toast to
Quit
us.
Quit hogging the goddamn spotlight.
So,
wait, do you want to do it a little different? Because I know Black Ops sold better on Xbox One than it did on PlayStation.
No, it did not.
According to IGN, it sold more copies on Xbox One than it did PSN.
Physical, not digital.
Physical.
Either way, that game sold a lot.
I was going to say, so is that where you want to go?
Change it.
Well, that's what we're not toasting to that one.
God,
that's not what this is about. This is about Black Friday. And it was said by a very wise man that in order for the Xbox to stay, you know what I'm saying, in the ballpark, this console
war. It went
2 months out of this holiday. They won October.
I got one.
They got dominated in November. It wasn't even close. As a matter of fact, using Black Friday as an example, the Wii U outsold the Xbox One.
Mario.
So this toast is to you, Nintendo.
That's what it needs to be.
Well, here's what we heard. We heard that the Xbox One didn't sell well. The Wii U sold more than the Xbox One. But then here comes the old PlayStation selling over 2 million units on Black Friday, therefore dominating the month of November. So this toast... it's to all those numbers. This is an equal opportunity toast.
No, it's not.
It's a good time to be a gamer.
So we are an equal opportunity
podcast.
Non-biased.
Non-biased. Fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced. Podcast. Hashtag.
These toasts aren't fair and balanced.
Boo! Boo!
Nice.
God dog it. Jesus, Josh.
Couldn't get it. Speaking of Nintendo Wii U... Minecraft has been announced on
Story
the console that makes sense.
Microsoft saved the Wii U.
Yeah. Thank you, Microsoft.
I'm calling right now. This is my prediction.
And Phil, no, wait.
He's got like a crystal ball. He always knows what's going to happen.
Wait.
Phil Spencer said he would crystal like to fight. See Nintendo games on Xbox.
And he gave him Minecraft.
Look, here. Take this,
NX.
Guys. Take this little game. I'm going to save y'all.
Here, have a taste.
Give me y'all games.
The NX is new to Xbox games.
Phil Spencer was like was like Xerxes on 300. He's like,
you will find.
You will find. I am Kai.
I'm telling you right now, the Nintendo is going to move to Xbox first. The Xbox is going to pony up that cash. Because they're going to lose so bad in this. They are already just getting whipped.
They're already talking about the new one.
I mean, bad news.
Are they?
Yep.
My goodness.
They're already confirming there will be another console after this one.
Yep.
You know, I always wish Super Smash Bros. Would be on PS systems.
You can play PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. It's better.
What is it?
Yeah.
Nope.
What'd you say it was?
It's better. I don't care what anybody says. It's better.
Come on, man.
What's better? Okay. Aside from characters. No. The game is better.
The gameplay's better.
The gameplay.
Graphics are better.
Everything about it is better, except you just don't have Mario.
I mean, yeah.
Battle Royale 2.
They got Cloud now.
Battle Royale 2.
You have more of them. Put Mario. There will never be a sequel to Battle Royale.
I wish there would. It sold over 1 million copies. That's good enough.
No, not enough. That's a skid mark.
A 3D skid mark, like when I was a kid.
Yes.
That's called a sharp mark.
Kind of like
after that long night of binge eating at the Szechuan Palace.
Would you guys like some Chardonnay?
All right, Black Ops 3 tops PSN sales charts. And apparently sold more physical copies on Xbox.
I'm going to find this real quick.
But it can't possibly outsell on Xbox because there's not enough Xbox to compete with. So even if it sold, you know what I'm saying, day one, more units, it's going to run out of units to sell to.
Because he's murking it right now.
So, PS2 classics with trophy support, up-res graphics to the PS4. What do you guys think about that?
I think we all got duped. A lot of people believe that you're going to be able to put your PS2 game in, and it just like update and magically give you trophies and
nope.
Up-res your graphics.
So here's where I'm at. I was mad. I was like, no PS2 backwards compatibility. I was ready to go to war. And then they said this. Up-res graphics and trophy support. And I was immediately like, oh, okay, I'll buy Final Fantasy. I gave them money instantly. I was like, here's my money.
My biggest issue is probably the prices, but it depends on the game. Like $15 for a really rare, like JRPG, like Rogue Galaxy, is a good deal.
Because that game's like $500 on eBay.
$15 for Mark of Creed, you can find a flea market for like $1.
But you can't put it in your PS4.
But you can keister it.
If you want to, sure.
Got a little weird.
Two dragons.
Josh is like, I just want to buy this and put it in my butt. Keep it safe.
Keep it warm.
Let me know what that's like. I've been wanting to try that.
I just know it's your fuzzy hair.
Rogue Galaxy. I'll show you going rogue. Put this in my butt.
rogue pants.
Love where this is going.
But yeah, my issue is the prices.
Daryl, take my phone.
I'm sure we'll have deals every month where, you know, like Final Fantasy VII, which is a PS1 game, by the way. Just saying. I think after...
Don't matter.
Suck it. Okay. We got a little...
If you look at that list, though,
yes,
that was the only game that sold on the most consoles.
Okay.
For Xbox.
Here's the thing.
Everything else is PS4.
Here's the thing.
MPD
does not calculate the digital sales, okay? Now,
I know this.
I don't have the... I might actually have the article saved on my phone, but it doesn't matter. Because here's what I want to break this down to, okay? If you have 12 million potential customers, okay? Like the Wii U and the Xbox One have sold the same amount of units. Roughly. So if you have 12 million potential customers, and let's say out of all those 12 million people, they can only buy one game. All right? What are they going to buy? Fallout or Tomb Raider?
Fallout.
Okay. You have 35 million, which is probably not 35 yet, but we're, you know,
nah, it's probably,
everyone's kind of estimating
around. Coming,
everyone's estimating 35 million units by the end of this year for the PS4. We'll say 15 at best for the Xbox One. And that's at best. After a piss poor Black Friday, probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
You got 35 million potential customers and they can only buy one game. How many more copies of Tomb Raider are you going to sell?
Because it's not on there yet.
Even if you did it like a, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say, man, out of 15 million people, you know what I'm saying? 5 million people bought Tomb Raider, 10 million people bought Fallout. You know what I'm saying? Even if you took and split it up that way. Almost like a 2-to-1 ratio.
I don't even think a million people bought that game.
I don't think they did either. But all I'm saying is, like, that game is a victim of
Fallout.
Well, Fallout was the nail Fallout. In the coffin. You know,
that's all it is.
And I love exclusives. You know, don't get me wrong. I love the idea of the banter back and forth, the tug of war, the Monday Night Wars. You know what I'm saying? I love the going back and forth. That game is just getting it's
this. It's not fair.
It's not. It
doesn't deserve that.
I can't think of a game that's ever suffered this bad from being an exclusive. like in the past.
Yeah.
So like Xbox 360 was like the more, you know what I'm saying, it sold more in the first several years of last generation. Overall, it's renowned as the winner, even though PS3 has actually outsold it.
If this game had been released on the PlayStation 4, do you think it would have done better?
Yeah. God, yes. Just by the sheer amount of people that have access to it. Because you look at me, I didn't buy Fallout. I don't care anything about Fallout. But I would have got Tomb Raider over Fallout.
Yeah.
You know? Honestly and truthfully, the only reason I don't have Tomb Raider right now is because that's not where I want to play.
I think it's funny considering all the hoopla we heard about Fallout 4 upon release with all the bugs and glitches and stuff. And then Tomb Raider comes out and it works.
And ain't nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. And it's a really, really good game. The people who have actually played it, I mean, Brian Altano from IGN says, you know, don't overlook this game. I'm telling you, this game's amazing. You need to play it.
Oh, I won't overlook it next year.
yeah, basically. I mean, I overlooked the first one for a long time, and then when I played it, I was like, man, I'm missing out. And then I got really excited about the second one, and then, you know, it was announced that it was a Xbox One exclusive for a year, and it really depressed me because I don't own an Xbox One. But if I did, I probably would have bought that over Fallout 4, gotta be honest.
There's some good games coming out next year.
I'm gonna piss off so many people that we know.
Well, that don't happen often.
Exactly.
Every time Tanner opens his mouth, he's like, get ready.
He's like, okay, quick disclaimer.
My wife, I didn't see
probably going to make you guys really mad when I say this.
It's going to make everyone, it'll make you happy and you happy. I kind of wish I bought Tomb Raider instead.
I mean, I'm here's my thing. As much as I love to go back and forth with people and talk crap, you know what I'm saying? Like, I honestly just want you guys to buy what you like what you like.
And play what you like.
Play what you like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love the fact that you still, even after all this time, are an Xbox guy over a PlayStation guy. It adds color to the commentary, baby. It makes it more fun to go back and forth with. And as long as the playing field is good and no one gets mad, I love talking crap back and forth over which one's better. Because, you know, if you guys remember, out of our entire clique, all our bandmates, everything, I was the only person to go PlayStation last generation. And I got crapped on. I got freaking memes. I got trash talked. I got blacklisted. Because our friends are Xbox White Knights. It's either Xbox or freaking nothing.
Now you're converting.
You know, and it's like a couple years before the generation ended, I was like, man, this ship has sailed, and this is not where I want to be. And I went back home.
I was PS1, PS2. And I went Xbox 360 because
that's where the action was at.
My friends had it.
Well, it came out a year earlier. It was cheaper. Like $500 cheaper.
It's cheaper.
The online was a big deal. You know what I'm saying? PS3 never nailed that online thing.
It was free.
Yeah, but I mean, even still, even free didn't beat the already, you know, party chat community thing we had going on.
Exactly. Going back to the PS3 now, online, it's a hot mess, man.
It didn't.
Like, you can't join a party and you can't do anything.
You had to be in the game together. It is what it is.
That's pretty terrible.
And it suffered for that. Now we got the PS4 who's done it all right from day one.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm always screaming to the top of the mountains on how good it is. Let me tell you what I hate about the PS4.
Store.
No, the store's fine.
I don't like the store.
The store is freaking fine. Them side by side and I will tell you how much hot garbage the Xbox store is. There's nothing there. It's easy when you have nothing to navigate through. You're right.
Exactly.
There's nothing there. The only thing
that's
better.
It's easy navigating through a barren wasteland.
The only thing that's better is the search bar. The search bar is better, and when you're wading through nothing and you got a good search bar, well, I guess that makes it an okay experience.
Yeah.
It's freaking nothing on it. And when they do try to show you stuff, it's freaking garbage. I think I will fight physically anybody who tries to tell me that that's a better store, because it's not.
I'm not saying it's a better store.
I will literally stand outside of my yard right now and I will fight to the death. Anyway,
you sound like me when talking about the Kinect.
Kinect was garbage too. Here's what I always say about what I like about PlayStation. Let me talk about what I hate. That freaking thing don't turn off.
Oh yeah, dude. I know they're watching you sleep.
Well, none of that, but like rest mode is broken.
That's true.
4 out of every 5 times, it might go into rest mode. But then there's that one time where it doesn't actually, when it goes in, it don't come back out. Case in point, however you say that, yesterday, my freaking console's been in rest mode all, you know, past couple days. And the reason why, I don't know why I did it because I didn't have internet. Usually I leave in rest mode because I might be at work.
Charge the controls. That's what I do.
Charge the controls. I might download a game from my phone, or I might have a wild hair and say, oh, you know what? There's this game that's in my library.
Yeah.
It's not downloaded on my console yet. I'll get on my phone, shoot it, boom, come home, and it's there. And I love being able to do that. Okay? Freaking, I get up here yesterday, get my internet hooked up, whatever. I plug it all up, and then all of a sudden, it will not come out of rest mode. I had to unplug it and hard reset the whole thing.
Oh, that sucks.
And then when I did, this is another stupid, quirky thing, and it might just be my console, but if it's either way, it's my experience. If I turn the console on from the console out of rest mode and then go turn my controller on, maybe half the time it won't sync my controller.
Really?
I've never had
mine works fine, dude.
Well, I always turn mine on through the control.
If you turn it on through the controller, it always works 100% of the time. But if you turn it on
console first,
for the console, and then try to sync, sometimes, and for me, it seems about half the time. I don't really do it that often, so.
Well, I always use the controller to cut it on. So.
Yeah, I was gonna say my experience with PS4. Don't touch the buttons. On the PS4.
Yeah,
like, do everything through your control. I even eject the disc out of my control.
Yeah, they don't like it.
This has happened to me twice. I put my console in rest mode. When I turn it on, I go to play the game that's in the console, and the laser won't read the disc. And I freak out. I'm like, oh my gosh, please tell me my laser's not going out. Because I had two Xbox 360s. Both those lasers went out.
Yep, I remember that.
All Red Ring of Death aside.
Yeah, it's like you got this freaking mass suicide of Xboxes, and yours are like, nah, I just ain't reading nothing.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so like I had to restart the PS4, and then it worked fine. So I was like, well, what's the deal with that? I'm with you, though, when you put it in rest mode, like, won't cut on or won't turn off, or, you know, I've had that happen a few times.
So far, I haven't really had any problems.
That's
but, I mean, it's minor problems. The thing that scares me about the rest mode thing is if you try to, like, unplug it to reset or whatever, there's that chance that some of your save data might get erased.
Yeah, I know. It's scary.
I've had that happen.
It's scary. And so, my drones backed up to the cloud, but still. And now, here's where the Xbox does it better, okay? The Xbox never turns off. It's always in rest mode, and it's always watching you.
If you have a Kinect.
But the thing is, it's like it freaking works. Rest mode works. No, never doesn't work. I have never had an issue turning on and off my Xbox.
So is that the one thing?
That's the one thing it does better.
The one thing it does better.
That's one thing. Now, what it also does, and it did this to my wife. You know, I'm always complaining about the controllers unsyncing. It freaking unsynced my wired controllers when my wife was home, and that's what's in the living room right now.
Yeah.
And she's freaking out. I don't know how to use this piece of crap.
Oh, God.
She hates it. She hates the Xbox.
One thing about the Kinect real fast. I already told you guys this off mic, but I'm going to say it on mic. When I lived with my buddy Trad with 2Ds.
Trad
with 2Ds. I was using this Kinect, and I was a new user, so I was signing in. So I took a picture of my butt on the Kinect so I could sign in with it each time. Instead of
so you got to walk in front of it and pull your pants down every time?
Next to Dead Mouse and his floating, rotating Kinects.
What you got, T-Bird?
Oh, I was going to say, the whole rest mode thing for the Xbox. The one thing I've always found annoying with it, it's supposed to download your games whenever you have stuff downloading. No. It just randomly stop everything. Huh. Like, I don't feel like doing this crap. Screw you.
Mine's pretty consistent. When I queue up a download, it'll finish it.
Right now, when I go home, it'll be working.
And like I said, the PlayStation does a lot of things right, but there's this one thing that just drives me nuts, and that's the freaking rest mode.
Yeah.
We're still on news.
Yeah. So, we're gonna be here for a minute. So
moving on.
Anyways, that was a
long tirade.
So can I just have this little small victory?
Yes, you had the small victory. Yes. Call of Duty Black Ops 3 sold more physical
Xbox
copies on Xbox
something.
One.
I don't care. I like Call of Duty
it
Black
did
Ops 3.
Xbox did something.
We did
it, you guys.
And the disclaimer is that's all the stubborn white knights that are saying, nope, mm-mm. I'm not leaving.
We
I'm
made
sitting
it.
Right here.
We made it.
My cousin, man. He thinks...
This is for all you white knights.
Holiday sale on the PSN is freaking hot and on fire, ladies.
Yes, it is.
Final
Xbox
Fantasy.
Ain't.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's not. Let's just go. How about this? Xbox holiday sale, Battlefield.
Yeah, you get your choice of Battlefield 4 or Battlefield Hardline and all the little fixings.
Battlefront, but.
And then they've also got Elder Scrolls Online for free for the weekend. We'll give them that.
They're bribing people to play their Xbox.
Hey, you know what?
Play this game, you might win $1 million.
Well, that's everywhere. That's not on Xbox. That's everywhere.
No, that's exclusive. I'm just
yeah, that $1 million thing is that's for everybody.
Yeah, but it's free on Xbox One.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, that's a free chance to get $1 million, sucker. Amazon, yes. All right. So, holiday sale on the PSN's hot and on fire, right? So, I bought Final Fantasy VII. It was $10 and some pennies.
Comes with theme.
Comes with that freaking awesome theme.
I would download that theme and just move my little icon so I could hear the
I haven't figured out how to get themes on your background.
It's really complicated. I'm going to break it down step by step.
I wouldn't admit it on mic.
All right. You go, here's your main dash, right? You see my hand?
Yeah.
That's all your little squares.
That's
your
dash.
You go up one, go all the way to the right where it says settings, go down to themes.
You can download them from the
mine
store.
Effing blown.
Mine blown.
Press up, up, down, down, left, right, AB, fire.
So actually, you can go download. You can download free themes.
No. Yeah you got to do it.
Tons of them. Tons of
really?
Them. Free kiss, huh? Tons of free themes.
Where have I been?
You just turn the game. You press X.
Call of Duty. Destiny. Multiplayer.
That's honestly what I do, yeah.
So, all right. On top of the...
Nobody saw that.
I saw we don't do videos.
On top of the Final Fantasy being on sale, this week's holiday sale has a handful of games. Telltale games are on sale. $27 for the entire 5-game Telltale collection. It's normally $110. That's really,
really good.
And they're, if you like great stories.
And good trophies.
That's 5 really good ones. Now, I've
beaten, show you how cheap their games are made.
Just because it's on sale?
I'm just kidding.
Shots fired.
I swear. Anyways, I got the last couple of Telltale games I didn't own. I bought the rest of Game of Thrones and Tales from Borderlands. I pre-ordered Resident Evil 0, and if you pre-order Resident Evil 0, you get Going Commando.
Yes.
Cohen's army suit. It's called Going Commando. Clank. No.
I was about to say, what? I need this.
Billy Cohen, he gets a commando suit. You get Rebecca Chambers RPD cheerleading outfit, and you get a custom PS4 theme.
Sick.
Yes.
I love it. Freaking, you want me to pre-order your stuff? Give me a free theme.
I love it.
I'll freaking do it every time.
I love it.
You want me to buy your game? I'll give me a free theme. It's just, I don't know.
That's how easy they get you?
I'm that easy.
They'll get you.
Jeez. It don't take much.
That's not what persuaded you to pre-order that game.
Asian persuasion.
I was going to do it anyways.
I have to.
It's like, I don't order special edition anything.
Yeah.
And I pre-ordered the special edition Street Fighter.
The Uncharted 4 beta is still going on. We got a couple more days left of that.
Have you tried it?
Well, I can't. I just got internet last night. It's been out for a week. So,
You've had a chance to play since last Friday.
No, my internet's been out.
Since last Friday?
We podcasted all night, Sunday. And my internet went out the next day.
It went out Sunday?
Sunday night, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's been... it was like I uploaded the shows... all 50 shows we recorded, and then Netflix and chilled.
Okay, yeah.
And then it was out. Like, just
nice.
Never came on.
That sucks.
Yeah. So, we got a little GTA Online DLC, Executives and Other Criminals. Have y'all played GTA Online?
I have
a little bit. A couple months ago.
I don't have anybody to play with, so. It's just me driving around the city doing random stuff. I could do that in single player.
I like doing stuff with people. No pun intended.
But if you guys had GTA Online, we could play together.
There's so many other games we were supposed to already play together.
Let's play Call of Duty Ghosts today.
I'm down with that tonight. TMNT trailer.
Let's skip
Come on, Frosty. What you think?
You don't want to know
tell that. Tell us how you feel.
Yes. Tell us. No, don't, actually.
Nice.
I thought it was good. I thought it was worth bringing up.
Michael Bay.
I was excited about it. I'm like, oh man, we're gonna have a good time talking about this. Everyone in the shop gathered around and we watched it together
while the lights were out.
Yeah, the power went out, so we're all hanging out watching Turtles.
Anybody in this world have any goddamn taste?
Yeah,
the disco shooting out the truck.
We'll see how much money.
5 seconds in that trailer, man. I mean, it's Transformers.
Well, Michael Bay.
We'll see how much money it
makes. Giant ships flying around the buildings.
Have you ever watched Ninja Turtle cartoons? I don't know if you know this, but the Krang comes from outer space, bro.
Okay. The cartoon adaptation doesn't always give
the
anything justice.
The Krang comes from outer space. Have you played Turtles in Time?
I don't, but still.
You go to outer space.
I don't
care.
Michael Bay almost made the Turtles aliens. It's a terrible decision.
But he didn't.
Then he's got Megan Fox playing April O'Neil. We hate
you,
Megan
Fox. I almost podcasted with my pants off, but I didn't. Doesn't change my credibility as a person because I thought about doing it one way and I went back and did it the right way.
It's terrible. First thing was all over the place. Every turtle acted like Shia LaBeouf. I didn't know what was going on.
They were bodybuilder turtles.
They were awesome. That movie was a freaking.
It was awful.
So both PS4 and the Xbox One are $299 right now, Tanner.
Oh, I know. I might want to buy another PS4.
We need to stack up on them. Friggin' Ark Survival Evolved to be on Xbox One Early Access. Which don't look sick.
When is it dropping?
I didn't get a date on that one.
What game is that?
Is this, a
Dinosaur Riding
Simulator. Is that Evolve? Another Evolve?
No.
No, it's Dinosaur Riding Simulator.
No, it's all a first-person shooter.
No.
With dinosaurs.
I know what Evolve is.
And No, it's got nothing to do with Evolve. Get that out of your mind.
Here.
You don't mention Evolve.
You're killing
it. I'll explain it to the child.
Evolved? You mean like the game Evolved?
All right, here's what happened.
Oh, you mean like Evolved? Evolution.
Yes.
Darwinism.
Exactly.
I've gone cross-eyed.
Darwinism.
All right.
We've come from monkeys.
Michael Bay.
You're a random guy, wakes up on a beach.
Makes sense.
You...
Far Cry.
Yes.
Dead Island.
Yes.
Dead Island.
You want to... Yes. You want to say anything else?
Grand Theft Auto.
Close. Sure. You kill other people.
Yeah. Everyone's dead and I'm naked.
Okay.
What's happening?
So it's an MMO and you have to survive. You have to eat. You have to build your own gear.
Fallout?
Sure.
Evolved.
Yes. Then you level up, level your characters up. Eventually you can tame dinosaurs and ride them.
Far Cry.
Yes.
And Evolved.
Evolved. Yes. You can tame dinosaurs?
Yes, you can tame dinosaurs.
And
you
got
to put
them
to sleep, and then you got to feed them.
Sunset?
You can spank them.
I don't know about that.
Speaking of dinosaurs, Turok is getting a remaster.
Frosty! But it's only for the PS4.
Only for the PS4? Is that a...
God dog, you freaking screwed me up with the time code stuff. No, it's only for PC.
Still.
Which means it could eventually port over.
Which means it could, yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. That's the beauty of this generation. We start hearing the PC only, PC only, which really means eventually it's coming to a console.
Think about, like, in a few years.
Like, Ark Evolved?
Whenever
I'm excited for that.
Whenever Evolve makes a sequel.
Yeah.
Whenever
that better not happen.
Whenever DayZ finally comes to
consoles. Nobody plays the sequel either. I
never even played Evolved, actually.
You know why?
You're not missing out.
Evolved. You know why you didn't play it? Because it was a flop.
I heard it was stupid.
It's not bad. I played it, but it's just...
We waited for Left 4 Dead 3, and we got Evolved. Everyone was pissed.
Just for the record, it's called Evolve.
Either way, it's called No
it's
One Plays
Evolved
It.
It's called Evolved.
It's called... I don't give a crap. It's called Michael Bay Presents Evolve.
I'm glad you think this is funny.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah, it's called... Did you just make another Michael Bay reference? Are you in love with Michael Bay?
No.
Yeah. Frosty Bay.
Oh,
Dingleberry.
He goes home and commits pleasure while watching Michael Bay movies.
Commits pleasure.
Every time I see Michael Bay, I die and go to Transformers Heaven.
Come here, Kim. Help me put this Turtles movie in my butt.
Searching for the all
that
spark.
Went so many
again.
Ways. Just
all right, pre-order bonuses for Resident Evil Zero. I already mentioned that, but I wanted to say it. Guys, pre-order Resident Evil Zero. Go get that.
No.
And Microsoft is working to make 360 games available to buy on the Xbox One. Now, the reason why that's important is this. If they make 360 games available to the store, I believe we'll see more 360 games free. Now, the backwards compatible is live as part of Games with Gold. On the flip side of that, I also believe that now this PS2 thing is a deal, and granted, they might be charging $10 to $15 a game.
Oh, they're $15 a pop.
Not all of them. Some of them are $10.
Some of them are $10, yeah.
But here's the thing. We'll get those for free games now. I guarantee you they'll start working PS2 games in for free games with Plus, which is exciting.
I really enjoyed the Xbox 360. That was a good console.
It
was a good console.
You hated yours?
No, I ate it.
Oh, you ate it.
That's what I was saying. Like, you
that was a good console, dude.
I traded both of mine and all my games and accessories for a pre-order of PS4.
And you got $20.
Yeah, I took that $20 though and put it towards my
put it in his butt.
So then
Keistered
only,
that money. Keistered it to this time.
Why does it always go back to putting stuff in our butts?
Because keister is a cool word.
Because that is the safest place you can put something. Keister. No one's gonna reach up there and get it.
Think about it.
Hey, Keister you on Sutherland.
You're a little too proud
on
that one.
I was, man.
You're like, a little too proud with that.
A light bulb just went. Beak.
You took your most valuable possession, your Xbox controller, and you put it in your butt. Do you think anyone's going to come in there and try and take that?
No, but I'm not going to put an Xbox controller.
No, you know
butt.
Why? Because it's an Xbox controller.
You could Yoshi it and pop it out when needed.
Oh, so you keister it.
I put it in my mouth.
Vomit it back.
And then you put it out.
You put it in your mouth. You pop out an egg. You crack the egg. Play with the controller.
Yeah, but I gotta throw the egg at somebody back. First.
I love how his hand gesture is like karate chopping the egg in half. Like, you cracked the egg. Hopata!
That's what I do when I cook eggs.
So how do you like your egg?
Babe, why is there yolk all over the floor?
It's not yolk.
I mean,
you get like just a little bit of the egg in the frying pan, and rest just gets flat on the walls.
It's all splattered everywhere.
So I eat
hey,
egg
babe,
whites.
I made eggs.
Egg whites.
All right, super mega rapid fire topics. We got a whole bunch of them this week.
Do we have to?
Two?
There's literally one on the list.
That's all we need.
Oh,
what type, what games in particular from the PS2 do you guys want to see on the PS4?
Battlefront.
Ooh.
Battlefront, the old school.
The real good one?
The real
the single player Battlefront?
Not Battlefield.
Mm-hmm. Talking about Onimusha, Battlefront.
The Battlefront we got where we had more content and better gameplay. 2004.
SOCOM, Navy SEALs.
Yeah, dude. SOCOM, give me some.
Dude, I bought that game. I saved my money up when I was in fifth grade and bought that game from Fred's. 1999.
Dude, oh my gosh. Fred's.
That was a good A game, dude.
Dude, the SOCOM games were great.
Yeah, they were.
You know what else was great that was played just like SOCOM? Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City. It was made by Slant 6, the same people that made SOCOM.
Get back on Boom, to the second. PS2 games.
Ooh.
That
Punisher.
Game was crap.
The Punisher.
Not the Punisher.
Did you guys ever play Midnight Raccoon. Club?
Yeah. I actually have a copy of Midnight Club on the PS2
that's
in my closet right now.
That's the game I played. I used to play that
I've
all the
time. I've got games all over this freaking house.
I think I gave that to you.
Midnight yes, Club. I think you did actually.
Cause, yeah,
it was that and a boxing game.
Yeah,
you gave me a bunch of stuff.
Ooh, I used to play a lot of fight,
and then I gave
fight
you a kiss.
Nights, fight night games.
Yeah,
those are good.
Yeah. But I would love to see the Punisher. You guys ever play the Punisher?
I've never played the Punisher. No.
Oh,
was it
man.
Was it a mature game?
It was a mature game.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't play
it. Mature.
That.
My dad bought me the
Max
good
Payne
games.
1 and 2.
Couldn't play them.
Mm. Hey, we got Max Payne coming.
NFL
it's
Street,
coming.
Dude. NFL
that's
NFL
happening.
Freaking Street.
I never played 3. You know what's crazy? I have 3 and all the DLC. Never played it.
And it's really
dude,
hard.
It's phenomenal.
Okay, I played it, but I never finished it.
Dude, I had a modded PS2, so you could, like, pull the flap up, no pun intended, and you could, my uncle, he lives in West Virginia, and he would burn me,
what?
He would burn me games, dude, and I would get, like, 50 games at a time.
That's
and,
sick.
And I could play them on my modded PS4.
I know what you're saying. Illegal.
But I'm not going to jail. So.
Purple sticky punch.
Dude, he freaking hooked me up a bunch of times.
Dude, I had a modded PS2. I actually hooked Trey up with that junk.
Contra? Sick. Shattered Soldier.
Oh, dude, that was the first PS2 game I ever played.
That game's hard.
That game's hard as junk. But you know what? It was freaking sick.
There's another game I used to play, dude. It had airplanes on the front.
Ace Combat.
I don't know if it was that or what.
It probably was that game.
How about the Onimusha trilogy?
I'll take it.
Sure.
Well, you know, Capcom just trademarked some Onimusha.
They're doing it.
Some Mushu.
What do you mean they trademarked it?
That's what it says.
New stuff.
They're getting ready to do either. We're either going to get the PS2 versions on PS4, or we're going to get a new one.
They kind of trademarked it when they made the first one.
Well, they just re-upped because sometimes some things.
Bring it on!
Let's get it.
Just don't let it suck.
Dark Cloud 2. Dark Cloud's already on there. It's not. That is Dark Cloud. Dark Cloud 2 is not.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I was going to say Eco and Shadow of the Colossus, but they already released those on PS3.
I want Hunter Reckoning. Yeah. I think it was called Wayward on PS2.
Those games are cool.
Top Down.
There was another one called...
Oh my gosh, those games were so good. You could be the freaking preacher, and he holds his little cross out, and all the freaking white... The light would come out the cross, and would kill all the zombies and werewolves and junk around it.
Dante's Inferno?
That's awesome.
Yeah, but wait, this is such a good game. This is like... It's top down, very much like Diablo and those like zombie apocalypse games.
On that same
twin stick shooters.
Did you guys ever play Rocky?
I saw the movie.
Rocky was a good game, dude, on PS2. It was a really good game. Me and my dad used to play that junk.
Dude.
Yo, Adrian!
How about...
Jeez.
You said Hunter Reckoning reminded me.
Ooh, yeah.
Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2. That game was so awesome, dude.
Ultimate Alliance
2. Drop in, drop out.
No.
Co-op. That game's good.
I got it on PS3.
And it's kind of hard to find, too, so I'd like to see that game brought to PS3.
Yeah.
How about, even though we've seen it release recently, Marvel vs. Capcom 2?
I'll take it.
I'm pulling blanks with the PS2 games.
Dude, X-Men Legends 1 and 2? Holy crap.
Yes. Almost any of the Tony Hawk games.
Dude, Tony Hawk Underground.
Freak,
two.
Yeah. Dude,
both
I used
of them,
to get,
dude. Those are both great.
I used to sleep before school. I used to sleep in my school clothes. Have my PS2 set up. I used to get up like 3 hours early before I had to get up for the bus.
Kind of
like
how I do for
my
work.
My parents didn't know.
I do that now.
My parents would probably get PO'd because they usually monitored my gameplay. I got up early and I'd sit there and freaking play, dude. Play, and then I would go to school.
SmackDown versus SmackDown. Know your role. SmackDown. Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Before there was SmackDown versus Raw. Oh my gosh, dude! Those PS2 games. Then one of them had like Fred Durst in it, because he did the entrance for the Undertaker one WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So then that year's game, you could actually you could enter him into the Royal Rumble or whatever, and your taunts were the rolling dance or whatever. God, me and my brother stayed up all night freaking playing that junk.
I used to play Call of Duty Big Red too. That's an old.
I never played that one.
Never played that one.
Any of the old Medal of Honor games.
I was just about to say that. Yep. Medal of Honor games were great.
I miss that series.
That game,
they need to bring that series back.
Yeah, Black.
Black was a sick game.
Yeah, it was.
There was another. It was a third-person military shooter that came out towards the end of the generation, and I cannot remember the name of it for the life of me.
Siphon Filter?
No, but I would love some Siphon Filter.
Gran Turismo.
Huh? What about us? PsyOps, is that what it's called?
Yes!
Yeah.
God, that game was good.
Yeah, dude.
Why the freak don't we have more of those?
I know, man.
It controlled like Siphon Filter as far as like the movement of the character. You could freaking pick somebody up with one hand and shoot them with the other. God, that game was good. Freaking ragdoll like a mofo.
I'd like to see a Kengo game. You remember Kengo?
No.
Oh.
Is it a kangaroo?
I think there's a...
Kangaroo.
I think I read something a while back that there was a... a bunch of fans are making... A Kengo game. It was like a samurai game where you create his character and you can like develop his traits and stuff, and you had to have matches, and the matches didn't last very long because it was based on like realistic swordplay, you know, like one or two swipes and they're done, you know. So you had to like be real strategic and time your attacks and stuff.
Sounds
boring. And it was a really cool concept, but it was like a launch title on the PS2, and it's just one of those hidden gems of the PS2. I enjoy the game. But I had to like play it in doses because it was kind of frustrating because it didn't really handle the greatest and all. But I'd like to see a game kind of like that be remade. I think it'd be cool.
It's already on the list, but I am very excited to play San Andreas and Vice City and all that stuff.
Yes,
Vice City.
Yes. Do the cheats still work?
I don't know. I know. Okay, now this is any relation.
I still have the. The weapon set 3 code memorized, I think.
Yeah, but I know the cheats on the Final Fantasy 7 don't disable the trophies.
Yeah.
So, boom. It's okay. I want to see some PS1 games come to this.
Yes.
With trophy support. Yes. I really, really, really want...
We got Final Fantasy 7.
Yes.
Which the trophies still work with the cheat codes, by the way.
Yeah, I just said that.
Did we just
said
that?
What?
Pay attention,
I just
Frosty.
Said y'all were kissing, and I said
he was showing me burnout.
Y'all were touching.
We were over here burning out.
I did not know burnout was on PS2. I thought it was just on the regular Xbox.
Y'all were touching tips, and
y'all were
paying
kissing, and we were over here talking.
Oh, Sonic, Hedgehog.
I'm saying again.
Those were pretty cool on PS2.
No.
I
played them on Sega.
No.
It's like the collection?
Yeah, is it the Genesis collection or something? Or was it PS3?
You can't say Sonic and PlayStation in the same sentence.
Sonic was on PlayStation.
That's the thing.
Ow.
Nintendo's going to be on Xbox.
It's strange times.
What are some other really, really good PS2 games?
Can we go back to PS1 games?
Yeah, I'm down with
Metal Gear Solid, but we have the Legacy Collection.
I'll take it, though.
I'll take it.
I wouldn't. They release it, I wouldn't be mad at it.
I would be. I would write them a very angry worded letter.
So,
you wouldn't. Shut up.
You're right.
I would love, like I said, we're talking PS1 games. I would love the Parasite Eve collection. Dino Crisis.
Yeah.
Just
Capcom.
Resident Evil with trophies.
Just really. Quit playing around. Which I can't say quit playing around because they are remaking Resident Evil 2. That's really freaking cool. But Capcom, you need to quit playing around.
Ooh,
there's too many good games just lying dormant.
Right, they already got that.
Destroy All Humans. You guys ever play that?
Yeah.
That chunk was fun.
I was going to say Devil May Cry, but they already got the collection for them, so.
Yeah.
See, that's one thing that's a lot of the big ones we've already gotten again, so now they can go do some more obscure ones.
Yeah.
Alien Hominid?
Never played it.
I want the Gex games back.
Indigo Prophecy? That's a Quantic Dream joint. Yes.
Be a little lizard in a tuxedo.
Shadow of Destiny.
I don't know that one.
It's a Konami game.
Nope.
Can't have it. Out.
Okay, I got one for you. The best Spider-Man game ever made. Spider-Man 2.
Yep.
The best web-slinging that ever happened.
Yeah.
Love Spider-Man 2.
That was a good one.
Anything else? Y'all running dry? You running out? I can go deeper.
Ultimate Alliance.
Go for it.
Now that you have a list.
Yeah. Oh, I'm actually just playing on my phone.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
I've actually already made a list. So I got my own list. So the NBA Street.
I used to play that with my dad all the time.
Me and my dad played NBA so much. NBA Street so much.
That junk was fun, bro. My dad and me, we used to make characters.
I'd like to see some of them like obscure fighting games that came out on the PS2. Like, there was a Capcom Fighting Evolution. It was like, you had a few Street Fighter characters, but then you had, like, this random off-the-wall Capcom fighting characters. Like, I think Morgan might have been in that game for Darkstalkers. I don't know.
She's in a lot of them.
Yeah. I wonder why.
I don't know. Did you guys ever play any of the Zone of the Ender games?
Yes. Even though it's a Konami game.
I've never played any of them.
No.
Who cares? Konami made amazing games. They just suck now.
I know. I'm just
hey, you know what, though? But
they already have the HD remake collection.
Konami re-releases Castlevania Symphony of the Night on PS4.
Oh, that's never
I'll be
happen.
The first person to buy it.
Hey,
it's not going to happen.
I said this yesterday to you at the shop, and I know it's not your favorite, but, dude, I would love Virtual Fighter to come up.
Heck yeah.
I love Why Virtual not? Fighter games. That was some of the first games I got was some of the Virtual Fighter games. Oh, man, I just felt they were just...
Dead or Alive 2?
Yeah. God, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
You got Bully? Did you guys ever play in the Bully games? At Rockstar joints?
I didn't play that. I
wanted
to.
Was there more than one Bully?
I think it was just Bully.
I think, yeah.
They just re-released it like a 50
I wanted.
Times. Maybe I'm wrong on that one.
I really wanted to play it, but I never did.
Yeah, I had it on.
Because you know it's mature.
Of course,
parents would let me do that.
We get all the Jack and Daxters.
Yeah, but they already have a collection for that.
Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2.
They just made
a collection for those.
Collection
yeah.
for that.
That's the thing, man. Like,
I would,
great games.
If they still did that, if they were to put those on there, I'd still buy them.
What about that Hack Dot Slashes? Did you ever play those?
Oh, Dot Hack?
Yeah.
Yeah, not really.
There's a ton of
I watched the show more than I did to play the game.
Okay.
But the game was fine.
I would,
it's your typical RPG.
Right.
Like in the style of... style like the newer Final Fantasies where right. you just kind of run around.
I would personally like to see Okami with an HD remake. I know they re-released it on Wii, but nobody played it on the Wii. And you try to go back now and like hook your PS2 up to your HDTV, it just looks like crap.
Ugh,
yeah. So I'd like to see an HD remake of that.
I will
Silent
say,
Hill 2.
Oh, my goodness. I was about to get there.
Yeah.
That was a good one. But don't they Silent Hill have 4, The Room. Now, that one hasn't been re-released yet.
But don't they already have, like, most of those are already
They did an HD port of 2 and 3. I don't know why they didn't do 1, though.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There's only 2 of them.
Yeah, I got okay. it. I got all
Manhunt, yeah. 1 and 2.
Those are wild, dude.
Need for Speed Underground.
That's a good game, dude.
Need for Speed Underground 2.
Underground 2. Yeah, Underground 2 is my favorite of those.
Yeah.
Never played
I like Carbon 2.
Carbon was good. Carbon. Underground 2, I felt like, was the peak of it.
Mortal Kombat Deception?
Deadly Alliance.
Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance.
Deadly Alliance. Give me Deadly Alliance. Yes. I'll give you my money right now. I'll pay $20 for that game right now. On the network. With trophies. And fatalities. Dude, that was my favorite Mortal Kombat. That one and the Sub-Zero Nintendo 64.
The Bouncer.
I'm just kidding. That was a joke. I didn't play the Bouncer.
Did you play the Bouncer?
Little D.
It's like a launch title, like beat 'em up. Dude, that game was awesome.
I like beat 'em ups.
You give us that game with friggin' online support, I'm down. The, oh man, what are they called? They're strategy games.
Real time strategy?
Kind of. They're like those Japanese strategy games. I think they're made by the creators of Dynasty Warriors. Dynasty Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Dynasty Warriors 4. It's the best Dynasty Warriors, man.
They're all the same.
They're all the same.
They really are, but...
but I would buy it.
But 4, when 4 came out, it was like... That kind of set the barometer, and then since then, they've been just adding characters to it.
The only kind of Dynasty Warriors games I liked were the Gundam ones.
Oh, yeah.
Just because they're anime. So that's it.
Wait, aren't they all anime?
If there's a Dynasty War anime, I haven't seen it, and I don't really want to see it.
They didn't remake any 007s, did they?
On Xbox, they re-released the...
Golden.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, they're trying to bring that back.
Because they bought... Microsoft bought Rare.
Okay.
Yeah, because I saw an article talking about they're trying to bring back the original GoldenEye.
Yeah. I had one on my tongue that I wanted to yell a minute ago, but I was trying to be respectful, and I forgot it.
My bad.
No, it was fine, because I started reading on Resident Evil 4, and just...
It's gonna happen.
Oh, yeah, that's why. Resident Evil, I said this before, the Outbreak 1 and 2, those games were built for online.
It's
built to play with people. They're just survivors. They're not any OP, you know what I'm saying, rock punching, you know what I'm saying?
No punching rocks.
Yeah, like these are just random people with different abilities, different, you know, like, oh my God, I would love to play those games again.
Heck yeah. So we want to hear what you guys think.
Nah. Yes.
Email the show at rememberTheLoot@ProvenGamer.com or hit us up on Twitter at rememberTheLoot, LOOT. LUTE.
We don't play that.
We don't play that. Let us know what PS2 games you'd like to sell on PS4 or PS1 games. I personally.
Just put both.
Or both. Or just put the whole library and quit fooling around.
Yeah, all 3,000.
Playing around.
Games.
Well, we got a little bit more time left, and we're going to bring back an old segment, something that we were pretty hardcore on with our lost episodes. We're going to bring back the Nerdy 30. We're randomly choose 30 games we feel like are essential to video games. They don't have to be PlayStation exclusives. They don't have to be PlayStation games at all. 30 games that we feel like just we got to play. They're worth it. And this week, Frosty, take the floor.
Well, since you just kind of threw it on me.
Yeah, with no warning at all.
With no warning. I have 2 in mind. I'm kind of debating which one to pick this week.
Pick them both. We haven't done this in a while. Get crazy.
Okay,
get crazy with it.
It's a special Nerdy 30.
Granted, this Nerdy 30 is not going to stop at 30, probably.
It's going to be the Nerdy 30 until we get to do 30 times.
Yes.
Pretty much. First game I'd like to throw out there on the table that you have to play. It's essential. Is the, I'd say the From Software series. Just any of their games. The Dark Souls. The Bloodborne, specifically, because a lot of people say Bloodborne is the game that, if you never played the Dark Souls, if you get into Bloodborne, it'll kind of, you know, get you into the series.
It's the easiest one to get into.
Also hear that, yes.
the easiest one.
It is, because the freaking other games don't play with the crap.
Yeah. But, you know, well, then again, I've also heard that, you know, if you play Bloodborne and you try to go back and play Dark Souls, you're not going to enjoy Dark Souls as much, because the combat's better, graphics are better, just all around it's a better game.
It's way better.
And Dark Souls 3, you know, from everything that I've seen and everything that I, you know, like I've watched videos of people playing Dark Souls 3 and kind of giving their commentary on it. One of the biggest things they say is, you know, this game is modeling after Bloodborne. And that makes, you know, makes me excited. They actually say it's kind of faster. That's what they're saying, which...
That's what it say.
And I'm down. You know, I like the fast-paced, gunslinging, sword-slinging gameplay.
Winter-slinging.
I knew somebody was going to say it.
Something in this game they're saying is essential is not only do you have to dodge, but you also have to utilize your shield. So it's kind of like the best of both worlds.
You get the best. So,
unless you're dual wielding, then you just don't.
Then you just don't. Well, I mean, like I was watching a guy play it, and he was giving his commentary on the game, and he, you know, he said that there are some enemies that try to ambush you, and if you try to dodge them, they'll still like home in on you and hit you and punish you for it. So you have to like be careful around every corner and use your shield, and so it's kind of like the slow-paced, strategic, careful gameplay of Dark Souls, but with the fast-paced action of Bloodborne as well. So it's kind of like, you know, they mix it up a little bit. So it's interesting to see. I can't imagine using my shield the whole game after playing Bloodborne. Like, I'll just be dodging everything, you know. But I guess we'll see when the game comes out and we get a chance to play it. And you know. But Bloodborne, specifically, as my first entry, Nerdy 30, since we're reviving it. The game is quite difficult. Especially for people who have never played the Dark Souls games. I never played the Dark Souls games.
I played Demon's Souls and it sucked.
Did it suck because it was too hard?
It sucked because it looked like hot garbage. It played like hot garbage and it was hard as badonkadonk.
Yes.
But you played it at like way after the game had released, ain't it?
I played it when Dark Souls 1 came out.
Yeah, that game
I've had it for years. I mean, years and years. And then everybody's like, oh, Dark Souls 2. I got Dark Souls 2. And I was like, no.
It's a pretty case.
No, it's a very, very pretty case. That's why it's up front on my steelbook collection.
Anyway, Dark Souls 3 steel case is probably going to look just as cool.
Yeah, I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that steel case.
What else you got?
My second entry into the Nerdy 30 this week is Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Came out in, I think, when was that? 99?
Infinity.
Infinity
again. I never played it.
It's really good. It's a very good game. It's a great game for fans of like that Metroidvania, quote-unquote, style game. I know a lot of indie games nowadays are coming out with that same style. Like Rogue Legacy models Axiom a lot. Verge. Yes, Axiom Verge. What's that? There's a game that got announced at PSX. Was that Adult Swim indie segment they did?
I may or may not have fallen asleep during that section.
Well, I can't. Well, I was really excited seeing what I was seeing, but like they showed the title so fast, I couldn't you know remember what was what.
I don't remember any of those games.
I can't read.
I can't read. But they showed a game on there that looked just like it reminded me a lot of that Metroidvania style, like Castlevania Symphony of the Night, and it just got me really excited again for it. You know, so yeah, It's an amazing game. The bosses are great. The graphics are great. The music's phenomenal. It's Castlevania. Castlevania has awesome music. I highly recommend it to anybody who's into that style of game. You know, that might play indie games nowadays. That is definitely a game I would like to see be re-released. They did release it on the Xbox 360 Marketplace, and I downloaded it like the day it came out. it's a good game. So. I highly recommend it.
I dig it.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Bloodborne and Castlevania, Symphony of the Night.
Those are some very well-renowned games.
And hard as balls.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
I think one of the coolest things about Castlevania is you beat the game 100% and think it's the ending, and then you find out later that, oh, lo and behold, if you get these two special items and beat the real last boss... Then the castle that you're in becomes this inverted castle. And all the enemies are harder, and you basically have to play through the entire game again. But you have different enemies, you have different bosses, different secrets. So, like, the game completely changes, and then you have to fight your way through the Inverted Castle and then get to Dracula himself and fight him. It's really awesome.
Sounds pretty cool.
I do.
Oh, no. I've gone cross-eyed.
Nice.
Pretty much. Then you can go back through the game with a completely different character if you put in a special code.
So, like on NBA Jam, when you can put in codes to be Bill Clinton?
Sure.
Like that.
You can?
He's on fire.
From downtown.
I'm on fire.
I did not.
Throws up a prayer.
Yes.
I know that junk, dude.
Dude, I love that game. Nerdy 30, 29. Yeah. NBA Jam.
NBA Jam.
Well, that's it for this week, everybody. Thank you guys for joining me. If you guys want to hit us up, you can email us at rememberTheLoot@ProvenGamer.com. You can hit us up on the Twitter. You can hit us up on our personal Twitters. Mine would be Resident Daryl. Same as my PSN. Same as my Xbox Live. Same as my everything. T-Bird?
Mine is T_Bird803. And my gamer tag and PSN are T-Bird803.
He's on fire. It's like 3 weeks in a row. You got it right.
I'm going to throw up a prayer. PSN, The Walking Idea. If you want to get in touch with me, go through Remember the Loot Twitter.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, girl. You know.
Yes.
Yeah, girl. Twitch, The Walking Idea. And The Walking Idea at ProvenGamer.com or ProvenGamer at The Walking Idea.
You had it right the first time.
Either way, go for it. Either way.
Go for both.
Try both.
Try both.
If
you
not,
know what happened.
Yeah, I've been on the dabble.
Okay.
Frosty Toasty.
Find me on PSN at MGS_Daniel25. Same as my Twitch name, MGS_Daniel25. You hit me up on Twitter at Metal Gear Frosty. I will be Twitch streaming this week attempting to raise money for our local homeless shelter. So check out my streams, and you can click the donate button. All proceeds will go to Salvation Army. Or you can click the Extra Life link, and all proceeds will go to local children's hospital. So either way, we're spreading a little bit of Christmas spirit and helping some people in need out. So greatly appreciate it if you do that.
And as always, we end the show with a song that we wrote. This week's song is called 1111 by a little group we had called Exit Humanity. So until next week, brawlhalla.
Later.
Bye, guys.